Alright, starting your Shara Kass. Hakasi Mida Ra. Kass is a evil Mida. The Chashir Agarav Mechali Aguf, just like Garav, this type of boils, is a sickness of the body. Kain Akass, so to Inger Mechali HaNefesh. It's also a sickness of the soul. It's a, you know, Ruchniastik. Ruchni is like a sickness, or a sickness of the emotions.
If you classify it as a sickness, then people can say, oh, I can't help it.
No. So a sickness, an akhanami, doesn't mean it's a sickness that every person naturally might have this, you know, midav kas, and a person has to work on himself to overcome, and he has a cure in his hand. And the cure is learning Musa. Rabbi Rabba Seinu, our rabbi said, Kol HaKais, anyone gets angry, Komina Gehenim Sholtim Bo. All types of Gehenim rule over him. Shinemar, as it says, V'hasar Kas V'libecha V'havei Ra V'msarecha V'ein Ra El Gehenim. There's no evil. Ra refers to Gehenim. Shinemar, as it says, Kol Pol Hashem L'maneyu V'gam Ra Shal Yom Ra Tachtanius is a type of intestinal disease, I think. It rules over him. Shenamar, as it says, V'nasa Hashem l'cha sham le'ivragos, Hashem will give you an angry heart. V'chilyon e'naim, and your eyes will wear out the vision, you'll lose vision. V'dav ha'neshe, nefesh, I think means you'll have a worried soul. Eze dover, what's something? Shemachal e'naim, that weakens the eyes, u'madav ha'nefesh, av'yomer e'la tachtanius. So right now, the first thing he's discussing in Kass is the detrimental effect that it has on a person's physical state. We think of Kass, so many times we think of Kass, you know, why is anger so bad? So, we think, well, because I'm going to hurt other people, and that's 100% true. But the first thing he says is that anger hurts ourselves. A person walks around and a person suffers when he's angry. The Gemara says it's Gehenim. A person's really angry, it's Gehenim for him. It's so painful for him when he's angry. And it wears him down. It wears him down. It's not good for his physical health either. It wears him down when a person's angry. So besides, you know, we'll discuss, you know, let's say a person says, I can control myself, that I'm angry inside, and I'll never show my anger to other people. In other words, I'm gonna get angry. I can't stop myself from getting angry inside, but I'm a very good actor, and I can stop myself from showing my anger. So, number one, you are still destroying yourself. Whether it seeps out to other people or not, you are still destroying your state. You're destroying your health. You're destroying yourself. Who knows that a person that gets angry, you know, by the way, blood pressure, all these things, anger, right, raises the person's blood pressure. It's not healthy for the person. Not healthy physically, not healthy spiritually. And also, of course, we've said many times, you know, very important, that midos is not only about how it affects other people. Midos is also between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be perfect people, and just, even if I won't give it over to anyone else, but for its own sake, we're supposed to work on ourselves to have the right thoughts and have the right midos. If I'm angry inside, I'm not doing the right thing. Even if I don't show it to someone else, the feeling of anger is wrong. Gemara says, Kol HaKayis, I know he'll probably bring it later, Kol HaKayis Kilo Avira Vadazara. Doesn't say anyone gets angry and screams at someone. It says anyone who gets angry and rips clothing when he's angry, it's like Avira Vadazara. Doesn't say, he didn't hurt anyone, he went to his room and he ripped, you know, the social workers might say this is a good plan. Go to the room and rip it. It's a short-term plan. Yes, it's better punching a pillow than punching someone else in the head. And so it's b'di'evet, a desperate, you know, plan. But it's totally not l'chadchila. There's something wrong in getting angry itself. And a person gets angry, has to note to himself, I'm not doing the right thing, this is not right. It's a chesaron in my midas. And by the way, you know, I'll point this out. I say this many times, that when a person's married, it will be clear. It will be impossible to hide his anger, unless a person's mamish, you know, a Hollywood actor. I don't think it's possible. If a person's angry, you know, again, I've said this many times. You know, it's very important, because it's important to say again. Rav Chaim Vital says that. Rav Chaim Vital. I think so. Talmud Arizal. I think so. I always mention Rav Chaim Lashon Talmud Ligra. He's the Talmud of the Arizal. He said that a person's judge at Shemayim on his midos, how he treats his wife. Person's judge at Shemayim on his midos and how he treats his wife. And the Pashup Shat Lachara is because, but let's say he spends, what do you mean? It's off the air. He spends most of his day with other people and only a few hours, you know, with his wife, at least when he's awake. What? Sorry? Okay. Oh, and a chanami. So we'll have to go somewhere else. But this is the point. The point is, and a chanami. So the point is as follows. The point is that when it deals with your friends, when you're angry with your friends, so in a chanami, it might be possible to cover up. Why? When you know you're angry at your friend, and let's say you don't want to tell him, so you avoid him. Well, you know, you avoid him a little bit. You know, it's not like you're with him. It's not like, you know, you have to be saying nice things to him, and it's not like you have to show him warmth and love. You know, it's your friend, for heaven's sake. So it's so easy for a person to be angry at his friend and angry at someone and hide it and cover it up. And there are plenty of people that you think, before I got married, I thought I was a nice guy. And Baruch Hashem, I'm a very good wife. But there's always going to be nisyanus, and I realized, hey, I got angry. But I never realized before that the anger was so bad. Because it was never really destroying anyone else. It was destroying myself. I was hurting myself. I was hurting my health. But I wasn't hurting anyone else. If I was angry, Baruch Hashem, I don't remember, you know, sure it happened. But you know, before I got mad, I think to myself, well, when I was a bacher, and I, you know, did I ever like get angry and yell at someone or punch someone or hit someone? No. And all of a sudden I realized that I'm not a Baal Midos. Because I should have realized it when I was still a Bacher. And now you guys should realize it if you get angry. But then I didn't realize. I thought, you know, if I'm not hurting anyone, not punching anyone, so alright, I get angry for 3 seconds, 3 minutes. Baruch Hashem, even Baruch Hashem, you know, it talks about Pirkei Avos. I can't say that it takes that much to get me angry. But I don't have a long fuse. That much I don't have. I don't usually hold an anger too long. It's natural. I don't hold an anger usually too long. So I used to think, I'm a good person, I'm a Baal Midos. Hey, I never, you know, because I held it in for a few minutes, and then I would, you know, get over it and calm down. So I'm a tzaddik, right? I'm fine, I'm such a Baal Midos, I'm not getting any problems when I get mad. And then I realized, Baruch Hashem, I never have problems, but I realized, oh my gosh, I'm terrible. Because it only takes, you know, I can't explain it. You'll find out when you're married. You know, so much of Musabat is preparing you for marriage. You know, you'll realize, you know, you'll realize that your anger will be displayed. It will be displayed. You're not gonna hold it in. And even if you're able to hold it in your words, you won't be able to hold it in action. You know, imagine, you know, I remember I heard this from my parent, not a chiddush, you know, so my parent said, he told me, oh, before I was getting married, he said, you should say, we're discussing it in terms of parents, but I said, people have to be reminded that you love them. You have to be reminded. Parents have to always tell the children they love them. Sometimes parents don't say it enough. People have to be reminded. Because otherwise, you know, people are insecure and they're not sure this and that. Fine. So my parent says, listen, you have to tell you have a person who gets married, right? He has to tell his wife every day that he loves them. You can't not tell her. Oh, of course she knows I love her. You gotta say it every day. So imagine one day, you know, one morning, guy's leaving the house. He always says I love you before he leaves the house. A very nice thing, a good husband. And one day, he's so mad at his wife. forget, well, let's say there was a good reason. There is no good reason, as we'll discuss, in anger. So what's he going to say? You know, maybe if he's a Hollywood star, he could just say, oh, you know, it's maybe. Oh, I love you. Have a great day. Maybe. But more likely, it's going to happen. And by the way, this is not the... Again, intrinsically, we have to overcome our anger. I'm just showing you that it's going to be lemaisa. It's going to be lemaisa. I can promise you it's going to be lemaisa. What's going to happen is either the guy's going to walk out of the house and not say anything. And Mimela, he said it every day for the past 3 months. His wife is going to feel something's wrong, and she's going to, you know, be hurt a little bit. That's the most... This is a very small, you know, crime that he did, because there are much bigger crimes that will be done. Could be done, I should say. Chas v'shalom will be done. Or he says... Or he breaks through his teeth and says, I love you. I love you. Right? And he's through his clenched teeth. His wife's not stupid. When you talk to someone... In other words, between our friends, it's a very low level relationship. It doesn't require such warmth and love. It's not such a tender relationship. Marriage should be a tender relationship. And if there's any anger, it's going to be impossible to have that relationship, and it's going to be clear to the other side that you're upset with her. And that's besides the fact, you'll end up saying something. There's no question you'll end up saying something. Because you can't avoid, with your friends, you can avoid contact also. You can avoid, I won't stay with him, I'll walk out of the room. Your wife, you can't just walk out, walk away from her. If you ignore her, that's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face. So don't even if you don't, you know, you don't care about the of course we all care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be perfect inside. But I promise you 100 times over that anything that you don't, anything you haven't overcome inside will somewhere, somehow, many times over be displayed in the outside and give you problems. So we have to work now. We have to work to overcome our anger totally inside, not just outside. Avada. We gotta control ourselves from doing any action of anger. That's worse. But really, we gotta start thinking to ourselves about our anger inside. If we can learn to try to deal with it and try to calm that fire down. He says, "Va'ayam Rabbi Seinu, kol akoyes." Anyone that gets angry, even the Shechina is not chashuv kinegda. Even the Shechina is not chashuv kinegda. Shenemar, as it says, Rasha kigayva apai. A Rasha when he has the, you know, the look at the English here. It's a pride. Gaiva is a lashon of gaiva, of height. Apai in his anger. So Bal Yidraish, he's Ein Elokim Kama Zimaisav. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Hashem. He says, there's no divine judge. In other words, Hashem is not taking care of everything properly. You know, when a person gets angry, by the way, it is connected to gaiva. When a person's angry, the only person he can think about is himself. When a person's angry, he's not thinking about anyone else. He's only thinking about himself, which is a gaiva. And when people are angry, they could, chas v'shalom, say the wrong things, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's not appropriate, obviously, for a person to bang his little toes and say, you know, one of those nice expressions that involve G-O-D in them. You know, it's just not appropriate. It's just disgusting. Just, you know, we have to break our habit because it becomes a habit. Anger also can become a habit. We have a habit of relating to things in different ways. You know, a person's so haughty when he's angry that he's ready to put down HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Why is Hashem doing this to me? I'm stuck in, imagine, I get stuck in traffic. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me? He always makes me late. He always causes me to get stuck by the traffic. Oh, Hashem's so terrible to me. Grow up. You're 5 minutes late to an appointment and you're having a heart attack. Right? And you're cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it too. Mishugan. Anger is a craziness. He says right here, oh, Baruch Hashem. It's the next line. I mean, I read it before we came here. He forgets his learning. And he adds foolishness. It's foolishness, anger. As it says, anger only resides in the fools. Anger is foolishness. It's not logical to be angry. It's emotional. Anger is emotions. Uksiv, I want to talk about that in a minute. Uksiv, uksil, yipresi, veles, a fool's, I'm not sure what it means, what this pasuk means. Uviyadua shavanosam rubim ischiyaisav, I'm not sure, I don't know what the pasuk means. Uviyadua shavanosam rubim ischiyaisav, and it's clear, it's known, that he has more averus than schiyas, an angry person. The Gemara says that it's clear that his averus are more than his schiyas. If you see a person that has a lot of anger, it's clear that his averus are more than schiyas, not because I understand really why it has to be that way. I could start saying reasons, but it's a Gemara, it's a pasuk. Ubal chim arav pash, a person that's angry has a lot of sins. Va'ansha gadam ma'ayit, it's a terrible punishment for a person that gets angry. Shenemer gidol chim anaisa enish, a person that carries a lot of anger carries einish, carries punishment. You know, anger is an emotion. Anger is an emotional thing. Rav Orlowick said, he came here and spoke, you know, when a person's angry, right, emotions, b'chlal, a person's living in the present. A person's living in this second. He's living in the second. The only thing he can think about is that I'm stuck in a traffic jam, I'm going to be late, that's all he's thinking about. And he throws all his energy. Throw all the energy he has, all emotional energy, into the fact that I'm going to be late to this appointment. That's emotions. Throw everything into the present. He's absorbed with his present. Das, intelligent, is sees a whole picture. You'll notice, by the way, I just saw this now. How does a person sometimes deal with a situation, anger? A person's late to an appointment. So what does he say? He tells himself, it's not the end of the world. You know, Chas Hashem, I could have been in a car. He starts seeing a much bigger picture. Could be a car accident. Baruch Hashem, it's like funny. That's it. Baruch Hashem, I have wife and children. That's a joke. Baruch Hashem, I have wife and children. Like, you know, you're so upset about this little silly thing, and it's really ridiculous. It's really not logical. It's really foolishness. Think about it. Magic guy starts thinking to himself when he's angry about being late in a traffic jam. He starts thinking to himself, you know, that he's chill, his wife and kids, and he's healthy. Like, shouldn't this traffic jam be meaningless? Shouldn't this be like just a nice kapara? Like, what's the big deal? It's foolishness. It's really foolishness, but it's emotions. And by the way, the whole Avaida in this in Musar, and you know, and this is our focus here in this Musar Chabura, is that the mind should learn to work with the emotions, not to be emotionless. We want to be emotional, but learn to control your emotions. Let your das, try to let your das take over. When your emotions are telling you be angry, try to let that das kick in. Try to the das, should I be angry? Is it worth being angry? Is it really something that I should be angry about? And let the das try to control the emotions, and then the middle what happens? The person starts thinking, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. Baruch Hashem, you know, and then all of a sudden the emotions start changing. The das can control the emotions. You know, it's all a matter of, there's two things that, there are two major things I'd like to suggest. First of all, we have to make a commitment in our heads, in our minds, that anger is wrong. That's number one. We have to commit in our heads that anger is wrong. Anger is wrong. If I feel angry, it's not right, it's wrong. Why does it help? It does, I'll explain. It helps, it's wrong. It's wrong to be angry. Then there's another number two, which I think is also important, and it just comes together. Number two is, you know, is learning how to deal with situations. Is learning how to see things in the proper way. Everything's in our control. I was thinking, you know, I told Daniel this. I was thinking recently. Imagine a guy borrows a car, and he calls you up, you know, and he says, "I wrecked your, I feel terrible. I smashed your car. I wrecked your car." You're so upset. You're so mad. The guy tells you, "But I need you. Calm down. Come. I need you to help me. Calm down." So you calm down. You're probably cursing him out, chas v'shalom. You're probably really steaming mad. And all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden you get there and there's just a dent in the back of the car. It's a dent in the car. He's like, "I feel bad. I wrecked your car. It's just a dent. It's just a dent." It's like, you know, you'll pay for it. It's just a dent. It's not such a big deal. So we'll get it fixed. In two totally opposite viewpoints. So do you think it's possible for a person to be called, "I made a big dent in your car"? Normally that person would get him very angry that the guy dented his car. But thinking that his car was wrecked, all of a sudden when he sees the dent, he's very happy. And you'll tell, I'm sure, what the point is, and this you could apply this to so many situations, we just see that nothing is dependent on the situation. It's dependent on your attitude. It's dependent on how you look at the situation. You know, so a person could tell himself, and I've learned from other people, a person could tell himself, try to train himself, you know, to look at the situation in a positive way. A guy could have his class, you know, it's not good, but someone borrows his car and dents a car. He could train himself to say, "Baruch Hashem, the guy wasn't hurt. Baruch Hashem, you know, it's only money. My father-in-law, you know, he's amazing. Anytime there's anything with money, it's only money. It's nothing. I'm not upset. It's only money. First, it can develop an attitude, but you'll say, "But I'm very stingy on money." Well, we can work on that. We can deal with it. There's nothing we can't deal with. We can deal with it. It's all how we want to deal with the situation. I want to tell you, this is amazing. You know, that everything in life that makes us upset or angry, I've said this before, it's interesting, that what is really the cause of our pain in life? Is the cause of our pain in life, I come home from my house, and let's say all my kids threw down my sfar, so I get angry, right? So, what caused me pain? What causes a person pain? I'm giving this mashal, apply. Was it the pain I have is because I come home and I'm pained by the sight of all my sfarim on the floor? That's what pains me? And I'm picking them up, seeing the sfarim on the floor, okay, I can't say that I have such a, you know, seeing the sfarim on the floor, the fact that I have to pick them up, that pains me? Or what pains me is I'm so mad that my kids threw the sfarim on the floor and I have to pick it up. Everything in life, all pain in life, is not from the situation. It's not from what happened. It's your feelings as a result of the situation. It's an amazing thing to think about. Nothing in life, when a person insults me, my pain is not the insult, the etzem. It's my reactions, my feelings that come out. If lo yitzur, I was able to learn how to control my emotions, I'd be walking around, with such a happy life. Anger is one of the most destructive things to a person's happiness in life. If a person doesn't get angry, you know what happens? You know, a person has such control. A person has such ability to control himself. There's no excuse. "Oh, he did this to me, I'm angry." Anger is up to you. Emotions are up to you. Yes, will it be hard? Do I have factors that cause me? Yeah. But bottom line, no one can excuse himself and say, "Oh, he got me angry, he got me upset." It's up to you. If you excuse yourself, you'll never grow. You'll never shine. You'll never be happy. First thing, you have such ability, you know, I'm walking outside Shabbos, and I came outside my Shabbos, because I almost killed myself on the steps, you know. And And it's funny that afterwards, later, the next day, I decide I can't do it. I'll come in boots. I wasn't slipping at all. It's an amazing thing. Not only wasn't slipping, I even chapped that the floor was slippery when I was wearing the boots. Yeah, when I was wearing shoes, the floor was so slippery. It's all dependent on what shoes you're wearing. Life is all dependent on what attitude you're carrying, what you're doing with yourself. And it could be developed till there's no end. There's no end to how far you can develop yourself. Every area, we're discussing anger, Mirtz Hashem, but happiness, everything is dependent on what you want to do with your own mind. Your mind is very powerful. You know, all those crazy sects, you know what I'm saying, what they can do with their minds that they don't burn and they can walk on fire. The mind is incredibly powerful. So I don't know how to do that stuff. But if working on me, though, you know, our mind is incredibly powerful, how we're able to deal with things. You know, it's the biggest bracha for a person, you know, to not be angry. And Mirtz Hashem will discuss, it's obvious, and we'll just go over some of the terrible effects of kas. So we've discussed right now, he said in Orach HaTzaddikim that you're destroying your health. Destroying your health. You're suffering. So you're suffering physically. That's no good. That's not good for you. It's not geschmack, and it's not even healthy. And number two, it's not good for your ruchness, because when you're angry, you're so full of yourself that HaKadosh Baruch, you don't deal with HaKadosh Baruch. You don't care about HaKadosh Baruch. Just concerned with yourself. It's bad for your ruchness. Besides all the, we'll talk about all the effects you could have on Chas V'Shalom on other people, you know, and all the harm you can do to other people. All right, to be continued. All right. So yesterday we spoke out about health, about the kas. It's not good for a person's physical health. It's not good for his spiritual health. When a person gets angry, he is totally, not in contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the opposite, when a person's angry, sometimes, you know, he thinks he's greater. He has complaints. He thinks he's greater than the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say. And we spoke about that even if a person hides his anger from other people, that's not shlemus, that's far from shlemus. Shlemus is we have to work on our anger inside. We intrinsically have to be bali midos. And we said that don't worry, even on a practical level, if a person has anger inside, it will be displayed. It will come out.
Is this sort of, is it okay to get angry or is it not okay to get angry?
Bata Raya. Let's continue. It's not okay to get angry. Bata Raya. Alright? This is very important. A few lines here.
Are you angry at yourself?
Bata Raya. No, you should not get angry at yourself either. Bata Raya, and you see. Raya Bnei Adam. Most people. Kishem Kayasim, when they get angry. Umischaskim Makasim, and they strengthen in their anger. And by the way, I just realized now. He says get angry and strengthen their anger. Sometimes a person, gets you upset. Now, fine, you're angry. You shouldn't get angry, get angry. But there's a choice also of thinking about it and dwelling on it and strengthening your anger, and the anger gets greater and greater. Or trying not to think about it, trying not to, think about how terrible the guy is, try to make little of it, and slowly the anger diminishes. I mean, anger in many ways can be compared to a flame. So we have to work, obviously, on not igniting the fire. But the kas, once it starts, is a fire. And you could feed it in your own mind. You could feed it, or you could try to let it go out by itself. Even if you can't pour water on the fire, and even if you can't calm yourself, try to calm yourself down. And even if you can't, don't try not to feed the anger. Try not to feed it. Try not to strengthen your mind. The guy insults you. You have a choice. You start thinking you're angry. So start thinking about, oh, he insults me and this, and start thinking about it and building it up in your mind, or as opposed to making light of it and letting the fire go out, because anger is a fire. Some people, the fire is a stronger fire and goes out quicker. But either way, when a fire is left by itself, as long as it doesn't have anything to feed off of, it goes out. I wasn't going to tell you this yisayid, but I'm going to tell you a very big yisayid. I might have said this before, since we're talking about a fire. A tremendous yisayid. When a person's in a fight with someone else, and this is where I use this mashal, when a person's in a fight with someone else, this is mamash, a perfect mashal. Because what happens is as follows, especially in marriage, it's very relevant to know this. Alright? We'll go with marriage, alright? I've said this many times, but it doesn't hurt to repeat it. I think I've said it many times, but imagine, what happens is as follows. The wife says to the husband, how come we forgot to take out the garbage? You're not responsible, you never remember to do anything around the house, you're a klutzy, you're making it hard for me, how come you remember to take out the garbage? Now what the lady did was a no-no, because why is she building a whole store on taking out the garbage? But we're not discussing here now how it started. It was a no-no, because why do you have to attack him because he forgot something? Why do you, you should try not to make a big deal of it. Well, let's discuss that another time. So now the wife says, "Why do you have the garbage? You're always reckless. You never, you don't care about me. You're not responsible." Da 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 da. Now he has a choice. I'm telling you, it's such a big insight. You have a choice. You are upset and you're angry. Now, of course, we'll work on ourselves in Meretz Hashem not to get angry at all. But I'm telling you an important thing. That what happens is the guy gets angry. And he says that what she did was stuck out a match. She stuck out a match. She doesn't really mean 100% what she's saying. If he just apologizes, if he would just say, "I'm sorry," that would be the end of it. Many times the guy's walking out of the house. All he has to do is say, "Oh, have a good. I'm sorry. You're right, right?" But what happens instead? She stuck out a match, and he gets upset that she attacked him like that. Let's say she was wrong. It's not relevant. It's not relevant who's right and wrong, because you're wrong for doing the following thing. The guy, even you sitting in this musafar, kulam tzaddikim, even you are susceptible, at least on a weak moment, to quickly respond, to quickly flash back. "What do you mean? I do everything around here. Oh, and you remember yesterday? Yes, you remember what happened yesterday when you didn't do this and I didn't say anything?" He has a response to answer back. What he just did was he stuck in another match into the fire. Fire is bigger now. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So many fights start off as nothing. He said something to her. He shouldn't have said it. But all she had to do was just ignore it or apologize better yet. And it's over with. I forgot about it. What happens is you can't let it go. The gaiva, the kas. You can't let it go. And then you respond back. He responds back. Da-da, da-da. Till the point where it could be they're not talking to each other. On the stupidest thing. And all you had to do was not feed the initial match. Not feed the fight. Not feed the machlokes. As they say, it takes two to tango. It does. Because even if a person's really angry at you, even if, by the way, many of these fights start off when the person's not so angry, the person just is complaining, and you take it so seriously, and you get this, and you respond back, and you make a whole big fire. It's such a big insight. You could save so many fights in marriage. Between friends, fine. Especially in marriage, you could save so many fights by controlling yourself. Even if you're angry, if you just control yourself for a few minutes, it passes. The fire passes. It's over. You apologize. "You're sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry." The fire, her fire passes. It calms down, and it's over with. Nothing doing. Nothing. You wouldn't even know there was a chance here for catastrophe. But unfortunately, when you don't respond properly, you feed it. Anger is so much a fire. It goes away. Even if a person's steaming mad at you, he doesn't. Imagine a guy steaming mad at you, and he yells at you, and you apologize, or you don't say anything back, and he's steaming mad at you. That anger can't last more than a certain amount of time without being fed. Eventually, if you apologize and you're soft about it and you don't fight back, eventually the anger subsides. You feed it, and it takes working on yourself, but you have to realize what you get into. What are you getting into? When you answer back someone, you're getting yourself into trouble. You know, and you're ruining yourself also. Forget, you know, I'll say a shalol l'shem, shalol l'shma. You know, we should be working l'shem shemayim. But shalol l'shma b'lishma, shalol l'shma, it's not worth your own aggravation. You just cause a fight, and you end up aggravating from a fight. No one likes to be in a fight with anyone. It's aggravating. Don't respond. Control yourself just for a few minutes. Tell yourself, I won't say anything for 5 minutes. Time 5 minutes are over. You won't even have time to say anything. Kas is a burst of flame. If you just ignore your own kas for just a few minutes, in 5 minutes I'll scream at the guy. I'll say something. A few seconds make all the difference. Kas is just an imaginary explosion. Let's continue over here. He says, they strengthen the anger. The foolish people, instead of trying to let the flame go out, instead of trying to put out the flame, they strengthen the flame. V'aysim harbe in yana b'kas, and they do many terrible things, they do bad things when they're angry. Mashal aysim b'laykas, things that they would never think of doing if they weren't angry. Ki akas, this is a beautiful line here. Ki akas maitzi sichle shal adam yikirva. The kas takes out the person's seichel from him. Until he, you know, says a lot of words of anger, and he gets involved in machlokes v'ginturim and fights. This is a beautiful line. Kas takes out a person's seichel. Kas takes out a person's seichel. The person is not logical. Let me just show you, for example, some examples. You know how ridiculous, a person's so ridiculous when he's angry, so foolish. You know, your guy's walking in the hallway. The guy bumps into him. You know, especially the guy walking the hallway is not in such a good mood, he's hungry. Guy bumps into him on the way down to lunch. You know, mutters himself. I don't want to say what he mutters himself, but basically he wishes the person would no longer be living in this world. Right? There are people, even nice people, that mutter certain expressions. You know, and the person's angry at someone, they might think to themselves terrible things like, I wish he would come in contact with an 18-wheeler. You know, some of those, right? It's ridiculous. It's foolish. Of course it's foolish. People do. A guy accidentally bumped into you. He's Chayav Misa. He actually bumped into you. People say this about people they care about in their fit of anger. It might only be a half a second. But who cares? That half a second, the guy wishes, you know, someone that he cares about, a good friend of his, he wishes a person should be. Baruch Hashem, those thoughts, you know, Baruch Hashem, we don't have the klal tzadik geizer mekayim on those thoughts, you know. But Baruch Hashem, if a person's thoughts would actualize. Imagine if we pull up on a big screen, when a guy gets angry. Imagine if we show up on a screen, what he's thinking. That would be embarrassing. It's craziness. It's full. It's meshuga. A guy's stuck in traffic. You know, a guy cuts him off. A guy's stuck in traffic. The guy in front of him slowed down. Oh, that great, you know, hug the guy 100 times. By the way, I try usually. See, I'm perfect. I try not to honk when there's no reason for it. If a guy did something stupid, so it depends. If a guy I try not to honk. I especially don't honk if a guy's going slow in front of me. You know, if I don't have to, I'd rather go around them. There's no mitzvah. You know, the people that go, you know those people, they're driving behind and you're going slow and they're annoyed. A guy be driving 75, you're driving 70, 65, and they're upset at you because they're in the left lane. So they then you move over, but as they pass you, they have to display their feelings for you, their great love for you. They have to honk you, they have to bright you, they have to tailgate you a little bit Mishigas. Don't give in to the mishigas. Guys, says, well, I want to teach the guy a lesson. You're not going to teach a guy driving lessons in your one quick display of honking or anger. All you're doing is teaching yourself, you know, how to get angry. Mishuga. People are crazy when they're angry. People are mishuga when they're angry. You know, we have to realize it's absolute. It's mighty sichlo shaladim mikirbay. It's mighty the person's seichel. He's not at all logical. People get angry. You can get angry at a baby. A person could be babysitting for a two-three week old baby, or his own child. The child's crying. He tries to calm down. He's crying. The person gets angry. Frustration, by the way, I want to tell you, very important. You know, someone once pointed out to me, it's pasha. Frustration is anger. Frustration is a form of anger. Frustration is anger. The person's frustrated, you know, I have that natural capability type. You know, if a guy's working on a guy's working on something and he gets frustrated. Gets frustrated. Guy's trying to make a project. He gets frustrated. He can't do it. He gets frustrated. He takes the whole thing and he whips the whole thing. Right? Logical. You know, many times a person does that. A guy, it's not logical. No, that shot, the guy gets angry, destroys the project. Right? Guy starts, you know, frustration is anger. Frustration is a form of anger. It's not good to get, when a person feels frustrated, he should try also to calm himself down. It's not, and calm down. Anger, it's not logical. Person angry, back to our case. 3-week-old baby, guy's frustrated. Call him frustrated, call him angry. That the baby's not, doesn't stop crying, he gets angry. Angry. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. To the point where he might mishandle the child. Chas v'chalila. It's a terrible article, a story I read, like that a Nebuch, a babysitter was watching the kid, and the kids were going crazy. The babysitter, in her, you know, frustration, her anger, shook the little baby. You know, be careful with babies, not to throw them around. Shook the baby too hard, and the baby, Nebuch, has brain damage. The baby is permanently brain damaged. Logical? Because the kid's crying. It's not the kid's crying because the kid's upset. You're gonna hurt the kid. You're gonna hit the kid. It's logical. It's logical. Of course, it's not logical. Kas is ridiculous. It's mishuga. It's an emotional mishuga. It's craziness. You know. In parenting, you know, I've said this before, and now, you know, a child breaks. I don't know why that's an example. It must come from somewhere. Child breaks the vase, right? Child breaks the good vase, right? Child breaks something. Child spills something. So you're angry, right? Hey, patch, right? Child broke something. Patch him, right? Patch him, right? Why are you punching the child? You're punching the child because you're letting out your anger. If your friend broke the vase, you wouldn't punch me if you're angry because you know you can't touch someone else. It might beat you up, right? You're embarrassed. If you're a kid, you feel somehow you have a right to touch him whenever you want. And a person hits a child. You know, if Moshe Rabbeinu was there, he would have said, Russia, Lama Sake is Bincha. It's worse than Lama Sake is Riacha. You would have said, Russia, Lama Sake is Bincha. Why are you hitting your child? There's no heter. I'm talking to myself.
there's no heter to hit your kid when you're angry. It's Rosh Allah Masakas Mincha. I'll tell me he deserves it. I'll tell me he deserves it. How do you know? How do you know he deserves it? First of all, I'll show you in most cases he doesn't deserve it, because obviously if you would have thrown down a paper plate, or if you would have spilled water on the kitchen floor, maybe you wouldn't have hit him. But if you spilled, you know, grape juice on the carpet, maybe you do hit him. Because it depends on you're depending on how angry you got. If you would have thrown down thrown something that didn't bother you, you wouldn't get angry at him. But he's not being responsibly thrown. So you tell him, you know, you shouldn't throw things. Or you probably wouldn't even care because he's a kid. But all of a sudden, he threw down a vase and the kid doesn't realize it costs $13,000. So bang, you smack. It's Russia. Russia. Lamazaka's Bincha. And even if the kid did something wrong, like he hit him, like he hurt, like he pushed his brother. Oh, I have a right to hit him. He's bothering his brother. Are you getting angry? First of all, you have no right to get angry. First of all, it's ridiculous because he's a little kid. He's a little kid. But any time you're angry, forget about it. Any time you're angry, you have no right to pass it. This is the insight I want to take out from here. That when you're angry, you have no right to make decisions. When a person drank, right, is under the influence of alcohol. So a person says, no, I know I drank, but I can drive anyways because I feel that I'm still clear. So the person has not reached, and a person has intelligence, and he hasn't reached the depths of drunkenness. So he says to himself, I don't know for sure. Once I had more than a little bit. By the way, they arrest you for having a little bit of alcohol in your system because it affects you. So a person's smart enough to know that I don't know when it's going to affect me. I don't know if I don't know. I think I could drive, but I can't take a chance because I don't know for sure. When a person's angry, he doesn't know for sure what he's doing is right. Even if he thinks I'm angry, and really, but even though I'm angry, I should patch him even if I wasn't angry. How do you know? You're under the influence of anger. You're under the influence of chaos. You should know, by the way, it's dangerous to drive when you're angry too. Now it's dangerous to drive when you're drunk. It's dangerous to drive when you're angry. A guy's angry and he's driving, he's reckless. It's reckless when he's angry. A person's reckless when he's angry. He has no right to make decisions. I want to tell you, it's such an important sight. But when you're angry at someone, when you're angry at anyone, don't take action. You'll be making a huge mistake. A huge mistake. You have to realize to yourself, when you get angry, and you haven't, you know, you got angry already. Well, try not to get angry. But you got angry. So you're not allowed to talk to them. You're not allowed to answer back. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be talking now. You're puzzle. You're puzzle for talking to anyone else. Because in your anger, your das is not complete. So when you're really angry, you're a complete meshuggah. And when you're a little bit angry, you're a bissel meshuggah. You're a bissel meshuggah. You know, I've had it myself, I know. A person wakes up in the middle of the night, a person's tired. And he gets in his mind, and he's upset about something, when a person's tired. It's a meshuggah, don't talk. I'm right. You don't know, you're meshuggah. You ever had this before? I've had this, that I'm tired and I'm angry about something. I wake up the next morning. I'm not angry anymore about it because I was tired. I was susceptible to certain to emotions. Wake up! What happened? So save yourself. Save other people. Save other people. Don't act when you're angry. A beautiful line again. I forgot to bring my notebook. The kids are, the line was, we'll get it close. Said anger, maybe Shai made it up, I don't know. Said anger, he said anger is like a gun. Anger is like a gun. Shoots fast, and the damage is permanent. But a person's angry, you know what type of harm he can cause? He's just got to say one stupid thing. when he's angry, and he can kill his child, he can kill his marriage. It doesn't help to tell someone afterwards, you know, for example, you're angry at someone, and you tell him certain titles you have against him. You're angry at your friend, and you never would tell him, and you really like him, but you're angry at him, and you tell him, you're such an arrogant person, you did da 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 da. How long? It'll take a long time before the person recovers. It doesn't help to tell him you're angry. It's dangerous, and it's so easy to fall, because it only takes a second. Guy shoots a gun and kills someone. So all I did was pull the trigger. I couldn't control myself. I pulled the trigger. Someone else is dead, because you couldn't control yourself from pulling the trigger. Anger is so dangerous. Person has to realize how dangerous anger is. So the only way. So in Mir Tashem, we'll overcome anger. But even if we work on anger, you know, it'll take a long time. We'll definitely, again, when you work on something, by the way, it becomes yours. Don't even get worried. Oh, I'll work on anger. It'll last for a few weeks. I can be able to keep this up the rest of my life. If you could go for a few weeks working on anger, it'll become natural. It'll become habit to not get angry about many things. And then all of a sudden, you'll get a test that you weren't prepared for. Okay, you'll get angry, and then you'll work on that. But one thing you got to remember: if you're angry, don't do anything. Don't take action. It's too dangerous. It's dangerous. Very dangerous. You know, if I'm upset with a kid or something, so I put him in the crib. I have to stop him from what he's doing, let's say. He needs a punishment. But, you know, punching is not the answer. It's not right to hit a kid when you're angry. It's vicious. So I put the kid in the crib, so I calm down, he calms down. You know, it's so dangerous, a person's anger.